This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life. Your black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 2020.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone's plane just landed. He'll be here in about 30 minutes. I've got incredible congressional testimony by the big social media giant CEOs, where they try to act like they're not censoring pro-America and libertarian and conservative and Christian and pro-veteran information and boosting Antifa and BLM cop-killer garbage. That's coming up. And then they also get put on the hot seat about the fact that they're operating monopolies, but admit that actually the Russians in the aggregate were not pro-Trump. They were basically hedging their bets, and then after Trump won, they jumped on the anti-Trump bandwagon. That's because there's a lot of NGOs buying stuff in Russia that then is targeted at us, just like the CIA will write stuff in foreign papers to have the lies come back here as well. We don't know where most of this is coming from. This is President Trump has said. But right now, let's go ahead and go to this Mark Dice report.
I'll play the clip in just a moment. A great American happened to stumble across a live CNN shoot in Manhattan yesterday and did his duty to God and his country to warn the people who, for some reason, happened to be watching CNN about what it was that they were actually seeing.
I think when the Charlie Hebdo attacks, if memory serves me, there were some. In some of the attacks in Europe that we've seen, there have been that.
I was going to say that. If he did make contact with ISIS, they will have instructed him not to just leave a note.
You really got to hand it to Anderson Cooper. He's a pretty good actor. He didn't even break character while the guy was just 2 feet away from him, yelling that CNN was fake news. Of course, they're on the scene where yesterday another Muslim immigrant did, well, you know what. And many are wondering if perhaps this driver was inspired by this Democrat campaign ad, which has recently gone viral, which has even been covered on all the major media outlets because it's so despicable, which depicts a Republican candidate's fan, Ed Gillespie. He's the Republican candidate. It depicts one of his fans driving a big pickup truck and running down a bunch of minority children. Notice the Confederate flag waving on the back of the truck, trying to evoke the horrific tragedy in Charlottesville a few months ago. And it certainly is reasonable to suspect that perhaps this perpetrator had seen this ad and then decided to go and carry out exactly that kind of an attack. Even the far left waste of paper, the Washington Post, the Washington Compost, was disgusted by the ad. It says, an ad that has no place in the Virginia governor's race. Oh, wait, what's this? Political Action Committee polls controversial Virginia governor ad. We knew our ad would ruffle feathers, they said in a statement. We held up a mirror to the Republican Party, and they don't like what they see. We have decided to pull our ad at this time, said Crystal Ball J. Alex, president of the Latino Victory Fund. Given the recent events, of course, oh, gee, which events are you talking about there, Crystal Ball? We will be placing other powerful ads into rotation that highlight the reasons we need to elect progressive leaders in Virginia. Of course, they didn't apologize for the ad. They still just blamed Republicans for the ad when their ad could have very well incited this ISIS sympathizer to kill those people in New York yesterday. It looks like the producers of this ad actually cast some of the actors in the wrong roles. They did have a Muslim in the ad, if you'll recall, who was walking home from school with her black friend who didn't do nothing, of course, when they were then chased down to be murdered by the evil white person driving the truck. But it looks like the white person driving the truck and the Muslim roles were flipped around in the ad. Because, as you know, it's Muslims who, 99.9% of the time, are the ones who mow down people in vehicles for Allah. In other news, we have plenty more anti-white hate crimes which continue to be ignored by the mainstream media, so let's just cover one of them now. In Philadelphia, this black thug just approached this random white woman who was just walking along the street when he decided to kick her and then punch her, knocking her out cold, just for fun. Just
choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That's the Dave Mustaine and good old Megadeth bringing us in. The threat is real. The jihad threat is real. It is allied with George Soros and the globalists. They are the same people funding the entire Antifa movement that is anti-free speech, anti-America, and the essence of authoritarianism. Refuse Fascism is the organization created and run by the very same lady that created Occupy Wall Street. We'll be talking to one of the producers, Zach, about that in a minute because he made some good points during the break, and I said, make those on air. And another one of the producers in there running the video board is Matt, and he was bringing up some really good points last week about this Papanopoulos and how if you read the indictment, they act like they've got all these goods, but even the indictment admits that Papanopoulos kept bringing stuff to the Trump campaign about Russians, and every time they said, no, we have nothing to do with the Russians. It actually exonerates Trump. The only person, it seems, in this government not in bed with foreign governments is Trump. And it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, wait till you hear this. This is mainstream news. We did a video over the weekend. Matt and I did, breaking down the fact that the evidence points towards him being the mole just in the indictment. Well, now guess what? He's connected to the PP dossier from day one. And if you don't think the Democrats try to put plants in people's campaigns, you don't know what planet you're living on. This is 101 of even local politics. You're running for city council? They're going to, in a big city, they're going to put four or five plants in your organization. If you're running for Congress, they're going to try to put 20. You're a senator? Oh, you're a president? Or you're running for president and you're a front runner? Just like this lady's a Democratic operative, the Russian lawyer that met with Donald Trump Jr., Don Jr., Donnie Jr. He's there, 10-minute meeting. Okay, you got evidence Hillary's working with the Russians? Give it to me. That's what you're supposed to do as a patriot. And she just kept trying to get him into other subjects about influence and stuff. He said, no, I'm here to hear about corruption. Boom, I'm out of the meeting. You didn't give us what you were supposed to. So it's simply amazing. Matt, let's go to you first. This is really obvious what's going on here with good old Papadopoulos. And of course, we now know that Mueller is very corrupt. Even mainstream news admits that he's like a pit bull. He would falsely charge suspect's wife to apply pressure. He broke all sorts of laws and the Constitution in the way he supposedly got all this fake info. So we know who their witness is, the grand jury. It's Papadopoulos. This whole thing stinks to high heaven, just like fake informants, and it's starting to unravel really quick.
Yeah. So Papadopoulos, we shot a video on Monday that we broke down why we thought Papadopoulos just kind of stinks as a mole. And the reason we thought that, a few different things, but yeah, he was repeatedly shot down in his attempts to try and connect the Trump campaign with senior Russian officials, which also looked fishy because the senior Russian official was supposedly a relative of Vladimir Putin meeting with a junior aide, which was, it turns out, he wasn't even a foreign policy aide relating to Russia. He was assigned to matters involving Greece, which actually is the origin of his surname, Papadopoulos. It's the most common surname in Greece.
It's like Jones or Smith.
Exactly.
Was I pronouncing it right earlier?
Yeah, Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos.
Something like that.
Sounds like a really good restaurant I go to sometimes.
It does. So now it comes out.
Greek names. I start getting hungry. I'm sorry.
What really confirms our suspicions that we were talking about on Monday in that video that we did after the show is it's come out that he's now friends. He's Sergey Milan, the source of the Steele dirty dossier that's been discredited, widely discredited. Turns out that Papadopoulos is intimate friends with him on Facebook. And when I say that, I mean that Papadopoulos only has a network of 240 friends on Facebook, and this Sergey Milan is one of them. It also turns out that they were in regular contact with one another. Additionally, one of the things that I read about this that just looked super funny, you know, it's just super suspicious when someone emails in an email thread in your campaign. I think the headline verbatim was set up meeting with Russian officials, including Putin. Like that looks suspicious. It looks silly. It almost looks
sure.
Like
the
spam.
Whole thing. In fact, it's worse than that. The stuff they say, it goes on and on. We'll have influence. Putin wants to back Trump. He's our boy. The whole thing is a complete setup. We know it's a setup. We know that's how the swamp operates. The same thing happened to me when I was in. When I was in eighth grade, I was not a drug user, but I'd smoked marijuana before. And they were busting lots of kids for smoking marijuana. And this one kid in the field house kept saying, just buy a joint from me in the morning. Please buy the joint from me in the morning. Please. And I said, no. Well, the next day he follows me in a bathroom at first period and says, here, please buy it. And I went, whoa. And I took it and threw it in the toilet. They still called me to the office and said, we know you just bought a marijuana cigarette. And I said, no, I threw it in the toilet. Your guy did it. You set him up. And they went, are you like an organized criminal? You're saying no to us? Who told you how to lie like this? And I went, you people are crazy. And they were really mad that I'd been in a bunch of fights and stuff and thought I was a trouble kid or whatever, because I'd fight back against, you know, the gangs that were, you know, just going around beating up the white kids. I mean, that's what it was. And I'm not against black people, but that's what was going on. They were racist, some of them. A lot of my friends were black. The point was is that they just wanted to teach me a lesson. They were white principals, and they just got completely upset. But it was so obvious. You say, what's that have to do with Papadopoulos? Well, it's so obvious when somebody's in your organization going, just please buy an illegal gun from me, or just please buy drugs from me once, or, you know, let's just do something illegal. I mean, it's very obvious. I've had informants and people, they don't do it anymore, show up at public events and go, Alex, I want to bomb the police station. Do you agree with me we should bomb the police? And then it turns out it's some federal informant. So they're incredibly dirty. It's how they operate. I wonder what they had on Papanopoulos before, or I wonder if they inserted him on purpose. But he's got to know. They normally burn their infiltrators at this level to discredit them in case they ever turn around and tell what happened. I mean, he's got to know. His days are numbered being the bag man and the dirt man for old, I mean, if it's true, we're just speculating here, of course, for old Mueller. What do you think?
Well, I think that's in the cards for him. I don't know who'd want to work with this guy in the future because he just seems like a weasel at this point. The other thing that is interesting to note is that it's being reported that they think that he wore a wire as early as July of last year in cooperation with Mueller's investigation. And with these indictments that came out on Monday, the only thing they have is unrelated to the actual campaign. Again, they're trying to put pressure on Gates and Manafort. So,
yeah, I mean, the word is, and I knew this 6 months ago, not filing proper tax forms for offshore corporations. Paid the taxes, just didn't file the proper forms. That now Podesta and his brother just filed a few months ago because
retroactively
going on.
Retroactively.
Yes, retroactively.
And he still committed the offense.
That's it. And, you know, I've also been told they're looking into things like, did junior campaign people divert funds for their own hotels or plane tickets or food? I mean, it's like they're looking for crooked toenails and somebody that lied about it or forgot about it. And that's all they're doing. All right, great point. Roger Stone's coming in studio, bottom of the hour, in studio. And we're going to come back and Matt's going to pop in, too, about who is behind this whole Antifa movement with the Soros money. The same folks that were behind Occupy Wall Street refuse fascism. They got a full-page ad in the New York Times.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Tendency to wash my hands during a break and then to not dry them. So I walk in here and Roger puts his hand out. And I'm like, okay, well, they're wet. He goes, that doesn't matter as long as they're clean. So we're like now, not blood brothers, but I guess, you know, we've shared the watery hands. It's a secret cult, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm being really...
Donald Trump started this, actually. He's the most obsessive hand washer of all time. I guess when you shake millions of hands running for president, you got to do that or you constantly have a cold. He's adamant about it.
Getting serious here, you just got here. You just walked in off the airplane, so we haven't even talked yet. What on earth is going on? Terror attacks? The New York Times won't say it's a terror attack. They call it a truck attack. Antifa says they're going to start overthrowing the government in full-page ads funded by Soros in the New York Times starting November 4th. And there are literally dozens of articles saying, I'm insane, nothing's coming November 4th. What is going on with these people?
Yeah, you've been Paul Revere on this. You have been predicting this now literally for months based on your own sources. I think it's a hysteria. Because in middle America, in flyover country, Donald Trump is very popular. I was in Washington yesterday. I was able to see some proprietary polling taken by the Republican National Committee. And it showed that if the election were run again tomorrow, Alex, Donald Trump would win again. He's actually marginally more popular than he was on Election Day. The erosion is in the support for Hillary Clinton. 4 out of 10 Clinton supporters now say that they're not sure they would vote for her again. This, of course, is so against type, so against the mainstream media narrative that they're going out of their minds.
It's emerging. We just went over the evidence earlier. I'm going to do a special report tonight on this. It's going to air during the War Room with Owen Schroyer and yourself. Just collating all the evidence. There's so much that Papadopoulos was a plant from the beginning. By the deep state, by Mueller, wearing wires as early as July. And even with that, it's in the indictment how he kept trying to steer them into Russia meetings and they didn't bite. I mean, if you really get into the evidence, their indictment is the evidence that Trump did nothing.
Well, and in fact, his whole pedigree is as a neocon. He goes from a series of think tanks, all of which, like the Jamestown Institute, the Hudson Institute, all of them, you know, virulently anti-Russia, And then suddenly, overnight, who's advocating meetings with the Russians at the highest level about this guy Papadopoulos? I'm told that Manafort spotted him early.
Oh, he just looks like a worm.
Yeah, no, this and he was evidently wearing a wire for at least 3 months.
Let me ask this. What is the Trump campaign doing with people that look like that? I mean, I would run from that guy.
Well, it's important to understand.
I mean, he looks like a ne'er-do-well.
He does look a little strange, doesn't he? Well, you know how those Greeks are. Look at that. Wow.
We love Greeks.
Yes, we do.
Greeks, I know, are good looking. That guy isn't good looking.
Spiro Agnew is the one I was thinking of.
He looks like a little jihadi or something.
He does look strange. I guess the point here is that in a presidential campaign, when the media is beating on you for having, you know, no issue operation, no heft, you put together these largely paper honorific advisory panels, and they can have 100 people on them. But and in this case, the group that Papadopoulos belonged to met one time. I don't believe they ever met with the candidate. The guy had no authority. He wasn't on the payroll. He didn't even have a credential, you know, a security pass to get into the headquarters, which in a general election is kind of tightly controlled. So he is a marginal player, to put it mildly. I think that Sarah Huckabee nailed this particularly, to try to now depict him as some high-level Trump operative, is just disingenuous.
And expanding on this, this is all they've got. And then Trump saying, do something. You've got them completely involved with Russia, uranium one. John Podesta is now making almost daily tweets saying, Alex Jones, eat SH you-know-what.
Yes.
You know, you're going to get it. I mean,
which is a threat. But strangely enough, Podesta hasn't been banned on Twitter. You see, I've been banned over allegedly threatening people.
I was about to say, the word is, you are now going to sue.
Oh, there's no question. I went to Washington yesterday to meet with a number of...
And that's Twitter.
Twitter. But and I may be joined in this by others, because our friend Milo has also been...
And, you know, I've been going around to the lawyers. We have good cases. I just haven't taken the leap yet on who I need to sue just to defend free speech.
But it's amazing that, you know, Keith Olbermann can threaten to burn my house down with me in it, but he's still on Twitter. John Podesta can threaten you, Alex, but he's still on Twitter. Talk about a liberal double standard. Look, I'm going to own.
Why do you
Twitter.
Think Podesta's making all these horrible statements just suddenly? He hardly ever tweets, and now why is he so angry at me?
It's hard to say. I think he understands that his vulnerability is going to come to the fore here. And he keeps trying to divert to Pizzagate. Sorry, I've never written, spoken, said anything whatsoever about Pizzagate. I think we concluded it was a false flag.
And we're the ones that pointed out it was a false flag, so they're trying to blame me as a progenitor of it.
But just because Pizzagate turns out to be bogus doesn't mean that the entire issue of pedophilia is false.
And notice that's exploded onto the scene with Hollywood.
Extraordinary.
What do you make of this timing? The NFL, Hollywood, it's all literally collapsing. I don't think there's even forces behind the scenes doing it. I just think America's waking up. They're angry. They're not asleep anymore, and they're speaking out.
Very interestingly, that, you know, I came on the War Room, and I laid out a scenario by which the president should demand that Jeff Sessions appoint a special counsel to look into Uranium One. This would have the net effect of putting Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, the associate director of the FBI, and Rod Rosenstein, the de facto attorney general of the United States,
in the hot seat where they deserve to be.
Right. Immediately, a piece on Vanity Fair yesterday, headline, Why Roger Stone's Plan Won't Work. A piece on Raw Story, the worst of the worst fake news left-wing seats. Why Roger Stone's plan is falling apart. You just told us what you fear. You fear this move by Donald Trump. I think General Kelly signaled it yesterday in his great interview with Laura Ingraham. I think the president revealed it in his tweet, saying, why isn't the focus on crooked Hillary? This is the plan that turns the tables on the inquisitors.
And by the way, if we weren't over the target, the old World War II Sanford bombardiers, we wouldn't be under massive attack. I'm not ready to tell folks about it yet, but you're here for us to meet, strategize. You're being sued by the law firm of Obama.
Yes.
He admits he put him up to it. I have Al Gore. I'm not ready to get to it. Al Gore is directly I don't want to say it yet. I'm actually proud. I mean, wait till I tell you about this. I just learned about it last night. I mean, can you believe it? Al Gore, man, he's got a lot of nerve.
And what's the allegation? What is he upset about?
I'll tell you about it later. I'm not sure the lawyers don't want us to go public with it yet.
I've been up against Al Gore before.
This will be on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're live, and we've launched the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. And, of course, we have David Knight with the real news and analysis of what's happening in our world every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I'm going to launch a lot of other shows. I'm hiring more people, more producers, more camera operators, more researchers, more journalists. It takes money to do that, and it takes money to battle, like he's doing, sued by Obama, saying he's a Russian agent, no proof, and then all this other stuff behind the scenes I'm not at liberty to tell you about yet, but I will. Because they know our metrics, folks, despite the fact that they've tried to censor us and block InfoWars and NewsWars, despite the fact they've tried to shut us down and try to get criminal investigations going on myself, Matt Drudge, and others, those have all been dropped because there's nothing there. No Russian collusion, no connections. Federal Elections Commission, led by Democrats, wanted us criminally indicted. That's all gone away because it's like trying to indict me for being the tooth fairy. It's just not true. But seriously, if you'll just commit to spread articles and videos in the war, it's exciting on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Hey, this man right here has just been banned off Twitter because he was having such an effect. They admit they've done it. So it's, but they can't ban all of you, and they can't stop you from making other accounts. It's a information war. They want to kick us off these big platforms that they act like are open to the public, but now they're on the hot seat. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got over 60 great T-shirts. Many of them are only run for a month or a few months or limited edition. A bunch of limited edition shirts are about to be gone forever. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we've got new specials on DNA Force, 25% off, even though it's been sold out for more than 3.5 months. The sales that are ending today are BioTruth Selenium, 40% off, Survival Shield X2, these are the biggest specials ever, 40% off, Secret 12, 40% off, Supermel Vitality, 30% off, and Anthroplex, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Biome Defense is now back in stock. But whatever you do, sign up for AutoShip and an additional 10% off. That way you get savings. Everything I do is about symbiosis, symbiotic, win-win, non-zero-sum game. Everything I do is about a win-win. It's far beyond superstition. I'm obsessed with it, okay? And so I'm not like somebody like Harvey Weinstein that likes to torture women while he rapes them. I mean, I like my wife to have as good a time as I'm having. That's my enjoyment. I'm not trying to get graphic here. The point is that that's how Trump is, too. We want prosperity. We want to win. But to do that, you've got to energize us. We energize you. The enemy knows where the resistance is coming from. They know we're the winning globally. InfoWars is just the reboot of Americana. I didn't invent it. I just brought it back. You brought it back. All over the world, baby, InfoWars. We're leading the populist revolution. America, 1776 worldwide, is happening. Something I've been saying for 10 years. It's here. We're winning in the military, law enforcement, the bureaucracy. We're taking the government back, and it's happening, and the economy's turning back on. So commit today to financially support us. Get products you need. It's symbiotic. It's a win-win, 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. DNA Force is back. Okay, Roger, I'm ranting. I'm just so excited here. But again, you're saying I've been predicting this for 6 months. The SJWs, the Antifa, the communist groups have been saying, we're going to launch our revolution November 4th. And many of them say, we're going to kill cops. We're going to kill talk show hosts. My security folks want me talking about the things that go on, but the issue is they're saying hashtag kill Republicans on TV, Democratic strategists. They're celebrating Scalise getting shot. Wolf Blitzer had a guest on saying this guy was basically a hero. He wasn't a bad guy shooting Scalise and the other people. I mean, they mean business, folks. They don't just attack me and Roger when we walk down the street in San Francisco or Austin. Okay, they mean business. They want to bully us back into submission. And then they say in articles every day in the last 2 weeks, Jones is insane and claims there's some November 4th movement coming. Here it is, full page, front section, New York Times. That cost $100,000, boys and girls, funded by George Soros at the bottom. Now, what does that sound like to you, Roger Stone?
Well, and it's not coincidental that Tom Steyer is up on CNN with these ubiquitous 30-second TV spots attacking the president. He's mentally unbalanced. He's insane. We can't have a man like this with his finger on the nuclear button. You see the newspaper ad.
They say we're causing a chain reaction that will drive Trump from power. They say the detonation begins November 4th.
Yeah. So these are connected. Events. In other words, as one who has extensive experience in political advertising, I can tell you the newspaper ads, the television ads, these are all meant for a symbiotic, a synergistic effect.
A coordination.
To whip up the crazies.
A chain reaction.
Exactly. To whip up the radicals. And we're going to talk about this on the War Room this afternoon. I think the establishment has the Mueller strategy. They laid it out for us this week. The week
and the indictments are building towards November 4th.
Right, exactly. And then we're talking about their fallback plan, a 25th Amendment plan to unhorse our president using that constitutional rubric. We're going to be shedding light on this all week here at InfoWars because we have incredible inside information.
And that's why you're here for this week, because we knew the main enemy assault of their new offensive starts November 4th. And folks, they've even sent me letters saying surrender by November 4th. The lawyers are looking at me going public with this tomorrow. I'm going to show you this as soon as we get off air.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No, look, I think they have a game plan.
So guys, ask David to bring over that thing from Gore, please.
Well, we're going to lay this out for the Info Warriors. Plan A is the Mueller takedown. If that doesn't work, Plan B is the 25th Amendment takedown, which I think is going to be in conjunction with this overall Soros Steyer funded media campaign.
Oh, they admit it.
So these are interlocking pieces of
around. By the way, Soros claims he spends $500 million a year on average in off election years, sometimes $800 million election year. What does it mean that he's put $18 billion in to this foundation and says he intends to spend it just the next few years overthrowing Russia and the US? I mean, why is he walking around?
But last night I was with a very high-level Republican lobbyist with very, very close ties to the Bush family and to Jeb Bush specifically. He had just had lunch with Jeb, and Jeb told him confidently, Trump will be gone by December. Trump will be gone by December. What does that tell you?
Oh, my God, we should have started the whole show with that. In fact, take that clip right there. Now, start over, and we're going to put that right in the front of this interview. This is so incredible. Roger, folks, never bluffs. He's got the intel. So Jeb Bush is saying
Trump will be gone by December. What is he talking about? That's what he's talking about. These ads, these TV spots, in a synergistic effort with a 25th Amendment takedown of the president. Their claim is going to be, well, he's unbalanced, he's non compos mentis, he can no longer do the job. This is the overall establishment plot. First, they try the Mueller assault. If that doesn't work, they try the 25th Amendment assault, backed by their street demonstrations, backed by the rowdies on the street demanding Donald Trump's removal.
So the whole concerted next wave, their biggest push, comes this November 4th, and they are going to operate on every level, lawsuits, physical attacks, cop killing, out of the Soros-funded groups. I mean, they think what's crazy is they think the threats make us roll over when all it does is energize us. Where's their blind spot?
Well, it's interesting. I would have taken the Jeb report with a bit of a grain of salt, but having done the rounds in Washington yesterday, I also met with another Republican lobbyist.
Hold on, stay there and recap it. When we come back, give us the new info. This is incredible. Roger, that's what I was saying. I come in here. Hey, we haven't had time to talk first. Tell folks whatever the biggest news is, tell us up front. That's what we always do at InfoWars. We give you the news a year before anybody else does, and everybody knows it. That's why they hate us. So get tomorrow's news today at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Landed an hour ago here in Austin from D.C. with high-level meetings with top advisors to the Bushes, the Clintons, you name it. And that's why they fear him. He's got the contacts, including the president. He has just laid out during this break to me really serious info that dovetails with their plan. George Soros has bought a full-page ad for Antifa calling for the overthrow of Trump beginning November 4th. They're all coordinating it. Roger Stone, please give people an intelligence report on what you just told me.
Well, Alex, I was in Washington for the purpose of meeting with some of the most powerful and most knowledgeable telecommunications lawyers in the country in preparation for a lawsuit against Twitter. I heard only minutes ago that the official feed for the Netflix documentary, Stone Flick, Forget Me Roger Stone, has now also been suspended. So I will own Twitter before this is over. There are First Amendment issues. There are antitrust issues.
Tortious interference.
But during the time I was in Washington, I never lose the opportunity to socialize, and I had cocktail with a very prodigious Bush fundraiser, somebody with close personal relationships to George W., to George H.W., and to Jeb. And he told me that he had seen Jeb recently when the topic of Trump came up.
You said that day at lunch.
At a lunch, he said, Jeb said confidently, Trump will be gone by December. Now, I would normally take that with a grain of salt. Later in the evening, I saw a very prominent Republican lobbyist who had just been with a major rhino Republican senator who shall remain nameless. And ironically, when the subject of Trump came up, he also said, don't worry about him. He'll be gone by December. Now I see these ads. I've seen the Tom Steyer TV ad, Steyer being a kind of a junior Soros. By the way, he's lost every election he's ever touched. Now you bring this in, these full-page newspaper ads, and folks, this ain't cheap. The full page of the New York Times, that's 100K plus, depending on what editions it ran in. And I see the synergy of their political strategy. They are going to run a street revolution against Trump, a revolt. At the same time,
that's the AstroTurf.
It's the 25th Amendment strategy. So, plan A, the Mueller takedown. Not looking very good right now because Mueller laid out his cards and they are weak indeed. If they were counting on Manafort to roll over, clearly they were. They dumped these charges on him. I can report to the InfoWarriors right now. Manafort will plead not guilty and he will fight to the death. He is not going to bear false witness against the President of the United States. He is not going to make up lies about Donald Trump and the Russians to please Bob Mueller. He is a fighter and he will go down fighting if he has to. But there is zero chance that they will break his spirit or break his commitment to making America great again and taking on the globalists. So I think the Mueller plan is going to fail. There, that moves us to the 25th Amendment plan, Alex. And this week here at InfoWars, we're going to lay out who exactly the plotters are and what their scheme is to remove the president. They seek to do in the courts and through the Constitution in a bogus proceeding what they could not do at the ballot box.
Absolutely. This is their biggest assault yet. But let's remember, they failed trying to steal the nomination. They did steal it from Sanders. They failed to then keep him from getting the final nomination at the convention in Cleveland that you and I attended, and the rest of the crew. And then they failed to get the faithless electors to stop him from being seated at the Electoral College. They have failed. And now Russiagate completely turns around, just as you said a year and a half ago. Everything they accused Trump of and you and I of, how asinine, they have done.
No, they've got the worst possible perfect storm between Uranium One and the revelations about Fusion GPS and the ties first revealed here at InfoWars to the Bush Rubio Republican money man Paul Singer and his henchman Dan Senor, and then passed that ball on to Hillary Clinton, as the president noted today in a tweet. Up to $13 million now spent on this bogus narrative accusing the president of sexual indiscretions. Completely false, completely made up. They are in retreat. They see the pieces coming together for their indictment. Therefore, the guy we really have to count on, the guy who I think is a hero, who I've known of for many years and somebody of extraordinary integrity, is Senator Chuck Grassley. He is going to bust Uranium One wide open. And in my view, it is essential to have both Mueller and Rosenstein in the hot seat answering questions under
oath. And that's why they're saying your plan is ridiculous, because they know the president listens on pardons, you name it. And you've been telling him all along what was going to happen. It's happened just as you said it would. How much I can say here, but the president's got to know you've been dead on.
Well, I was heartened by the fact that General Kelly, in this terrific interview with Laura Ingraham, laid out the need for a special prosecutor on Uranium.
Is Kelly not suddenly getting a lot better?
Well,
I noticed the left turned on him now.
The left has turned on him. He clearly has figured out that the way to stay on his job is to go to the wall for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a man who rewards and appreciates loyalty. And whether it is General Kelly taking on the whack job congresswoman from Florida with her cowboy hats, or whether it is him pointing out that we need a special prosecutor. Here's the linchpin, though, Alex. What will Jeff Sessions do? When the president...
He's the weak link.
It appears that way. When the president orders him, this isn't a suggestion, Jeff.
And the president's on TV saying, do something, they're in bed with the Russians.
Exactly. So it would not shock me if Jeff Sessions has to go. He either got to follow orders and appoint a real special prosecutor, someone like Mike McCasey, or someone like...
Well, Craig Gowdy's already said he wouldn't do it.
Andrew McCarthy. Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Oh, he'd be great.
Any of them are more than capable of doing this job. We need a real, fearless, honest prosecutor.
Well, let's boil it down. We're in a mob war between a group that wants to restore the republic and not have us sell the country out, and a group that thinks they own the country. What about the wild card, though, of Trump saying, don't bring people in on these cultural enrichment visas? That's actually what they're called, folks. That Chuck Schumer and Obama put through 7 years ago. And then almost all the terror attacks we see are from the, quote, refugees or cultural enrichment from the very countries Trump is trying to block people unvetted, where folks in Sudan or in Somalia, an imam gives you a passport who lets you cross a border and then fly out on, say, a Kenyan Airways. They don't even have airports that work. Trump's saying he bans 7 countries. These are countries that don't have running water. We have no idea who's getting on the damn planes. He better block them.
I wonder if the people killed in Times Square feel culturally enriched today.
I wonder if there's going to be a 7-day waiting period like we have with the old Brady law on rental trucks. Because you know they'd have had just a waiting period. Because, the New York Times says right here that Trump did it. You know that it's like Christine, the Stephen King movie, or Maximum Overdrive, where the cars come alive and kill you? Right here. Autobots transform and murder. Mile-long Manhattan truck attack kills 8. I knew it was Megatron.
And the truck had no driver, evidently. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. Did he not yell Ali Akbar just before the attack? I've seen that in several media reports. Why won't they call the truth the truth? Why won't they point out that this is Islamic terrorism at its worst?
And again, listeners know this. I only generally plug once an hour over the years because that could fund us and we grew symbiotically, organically to the level we needed. Now's the main attack. Now's the war bonds. You spend money with globalists, it's trading with the enemy. You buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. It is an act of total resistance to the globalists and Soros. And for his billions, millions can counter that. But we need millions, because I sell high-quality products at such low prices that I argue with some of my crew, either in marketing, I think super low prices are the way to go. And people just buy more and we make more. I'm right, kind of, but sometimes not. Because sometimes things are bestsellers, sometimes they're not. I need folks to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get one of, 60, 70 t-shirts to spread the word, meet like-minded folks. I need you to sign up for AutoShip to get great products like DNA Force and great probiotics like Biome Defense and Brainforce Plus and a bunch of specials that end today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. One of my biggest stressors is trying to raise money to hire more crew to battle harder and fending off enemy attacks. But if you flood us with cash, it absolutely takes weight off us to spend time in information warfare. So I'm going to say it now. You want us to fight? Energize us. Flood me with greenbacks, and I commit I'll go to the death. But I need the money. That's how I wage war. Flood us with money now.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.